Yo, what's up?
Yeah, let me have a red hot with some mustard and two napkins. Oh, and let me have that Fast Freddy's Castle of Common Sense podcast, too.
A what?
I don't know. It's part of that Two Guys Talking podcast network, something.
Huh?
I don't remember.
Why don't you take a walk before I brain you?
Oh, all I want is a hot dog and a podcast.
Go on, take a hike. Come on, I got people to feed.
I want a red hot podcast. Jeez. Cut me down to science, telling dirty
lies. Come on in. Sit down. Let's talk for a while. Tonight I'd like to speak about a concept called The Emperor Has No Clothes. I'm sure all of you are familiar with the original story. There's a movement currently in motion that concerns me a great deal. This concoction of pop psychology concepts has transformed itself into a disastrous, dangerous stew that we are all now expected to eat with relish or be spoon-fed daily, depending on the situation. The recipe for this stew includes the following key ingredients. One part rationalization, one part liberalization, one part subjective truth, one part bogus science, all combined with a base of New Age mantra called non-judgmentalism. Here are some examples of this twisted religion. We can't say anything openly about the use of the MF word, loud stereos, loud arguments, bad language in general, rude behavior, lack of concern for others' rights, or pants falling off your hips while showing your underwear, because this is too judgmental. May in fact be cultural behavior, and therefore could get you labeled a racist. We can't say anything openly about poor performance of any groups of students in any public school because there are some students who are excelling in the same environment. This proves that it is the parents of the non-performers who are at fault, not the non-performers. Lead paint ingestion and failure to provide enough recreational activities may also be factors here. We can't say anything openly about disapproval of homosexual relationships. Although generally speaking, labeling is undesirable, it will be okay for you to be labeled a homophobe in this instance. We can't say anything openly about global warming being a normal, reoccurring phenomenon because we then will be bad stewards of planet Earth and encourage SUV sales. If we are male, we cannot openly voice an opinion on abortion or public breastfeeding because we will never be pregnant or female. We can never openly criticize the behavior of someone else's children because we don't love them. I'm sure all of you can add more examples here, but you get the idea. We're unable to determine which of the above examples are the same as yelling fire in a crowded theater. Makes you wonder what in the world happened to the free speech concept, doesn't it? The Emperor Has No Clothes.